Chapter 1. What is our place in the universe? Is Earth a planet? Astronomy with a stick. The parallax solution. How big is the solar system? Henrietta Leavitt and the standard candle. Galaxies. Billions and billions. A final word. 1. Isaac Newton and Aristotle walk into a bar. They're engaged in an ongoing debate over what is actually going on when an object falls to Earth. Both imagine the scene, but they see completely different things. In Aristotle's world, everything is made from the four basic elements of earth, air, fire, and water. The object, made of earth and not any of the other three elements, has an innate desire to seek the center of the universe, which, in Aristotle's view, is the same as the center of Earth. This was, after all, self-evident to him that all heavenly bodies orbited Earth, which was itself stationary. The object, then, was compelled by its inner nature to fall. Newton doesn't care what the object is made of, only that it has mass. He knows that Earth exerts a gravitational force on every object at its surface. His law of universal gravitation tells him that anything dropped to Earth's surface will fall because of this force. He also knows that the same force, extending out into space, keeps the moon in its orbit, and that without the constant tug of gravity, the moon would fly off into space. Aristotle orders a retsina. Newton orders a stiff mead. Over their drinks, they debate which view is right. Newton proposes a simple test. In his theory, neglecting air resistance, all objects dropped to Earth's surface will fall at the same rate. For Aristotle, a bigger object has more Earth element than a smaller one, and therefore will fall faster, in proportion to how much Earth element it contains. They ask the bartender for a penny and an expensive bottle of bourbon and discover that both, although of very different mass, do indeed fall at the same rate. Newton points out that testing our ideas against nature is the core of the scientific method, a technique that has led to profound changes in the human condition through the search for objective truths and an understanding of our place in the universe. Aristotle pays for the drinks and the broken bottle of bourbon.
The most famous failed experiment. Aristotle and Isaac Newton did have something in common. They believed that ether, a mysterious invisible substance, permeated all empty space. Until the late 19th century, physicists sensibly presumed that because vibrating sound waves require a medium such as air through which to propagate, light must require a medium as well, a luminiferous ether. Centuries of great thinkers had clung to the ether to help explain the inexplicable. Aristotle claimed the celestial bodies orbit in transparent crystalline spheres, with ether filling the gaps between. Isaac Newton proposed that a continual flow of ether toward Earth was the mechanism of gravity. The French mathematician René Descartes posited that invisible forces like magnetism and the tides tug and push on the ether. But in 1887, the chemist Edward Morley and the physicist Albert Michelson provided the first compelling evidence against the idea. They reasoned that if ether permeated the space around us, then Earth's motion through it should be detectable via changes in the speed of light when measured as it moved in the same direction as Earth, compared with its speed as it moved in a direction opposite to Earth's. By analogy, if you watch a train go by and you measure the speed of a ball tossed forward from the train, what you actually get is the speed of the ball plus the speed of the train. And if the ball is thrown backward, you get the speed of the ball minus the speed of the train. Would light behave the same way? To answer this question and analyze light beams, Michelson invented the interferometer, the most precise instrument of the time. No ether showed up. The speed of light was the same, no matter which way it moved relative to Earth. This failed experiment transformed science